Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the DataFam News. My name is Mark Bradborn. Thank you for tuning in. And if it's your first time, welcome. Let's jump right in with some headlines out of Seattle. Best of the Tableau Web was published just recently, and Andy Cockgreave does an amazing job curating lots of great content. And this month is no different. A lot of post-TC-ish content included. Definitely worth checking it out. Some of the ones I found really interesting include Anthony Smokes. He did a blog post on understanding context filters. If you're a newbie or you haven't had a lot of experience with like the order of operations inside Tableau, this is a great blog post to get you started. Brandy Beals talked about advancing your career with Tableau for free. Ranjeev Pandey did 30 best design resources for your next Tableau dashboard. Luke Stanky gave us some ideas around KPI design, and Carl Sliffer gave us increasing server adoption. And if you're part of a COE or your job is to, you know, raise adoption of Tableau in your organization, this will be a good blog post for you to check out. Lastly, there were three Tableau-ish blogs written, kind of recaps. Adam Miko, Sarah Bartlett, and Dustin Weirs all contributed to those. So if you're still catching up on TC-ish content, that might be a good place to start. Speaking of which, all that stuff is still available. You can still register to attend and download all that stuff on demand. You know, as I was looking through the best of the Tableau Web, it's just amazing, you know, the level and the volume of, and the quality of content that comes out of the DataFam. Yeah, y'all are incredible, and you impress me every day. All right. While the beta is not live, I did notice that the coming soon page was updated. So 2020.4 features were announced. So let's take a look what's coming under the tree this holiday season. We've got Tableau Prep in Browser. We've got Custom Views tab on the server. For desktop specifically, we've got the multiple map layers coming, as well as the date axis extension capability. As always, there are some web authoring enhancements coming as well, as desktop and web authoring move closer and closer to parity. Student IronViz. Like, if you missed that announcement at TC-ish, here's a little scoop. So IronViz Student Edition is obviously exclusively for students. 18 and over, please. But if you're looking to develop your Viz skills, but you're not quite ready to compete at that IronViz level, this is a great stepping stone. Students will have the opportunity to connect with IronViz winners and other members of the Tableau community. The topic is around the environment, and the deadline is December 20th of 2020 at midnight Pacific time. Winners will be announced on or before January 15th, 2021. Panel of judges, it's going to be DataViz experts, previous IronViz finalists, and the guest judges will evaluate submissions based on design, storytelling, analysis, and best practices. Prizes includes probably an amazing set of Tableau merch and an exam readiness training package. So if you're a student, be sure and check that out. Latest edition of If Data Could Talk dropped. If you want to see that, it's in Tableau's Twitter feed currently. It was with IronViz finalist Simon Beaumont, as well as host Andy Cockgreave and Keisha Rose. And they did a recap of Simon's 20-minute build. It reminded me a lot of, like, when you get the director's cut of a Blu-ray and you can watch the movie and have people talk over it about, like, why they did certain things. Really cool insights around, like, the IronViz process. So, again, you can find that on Tableau's Twitter feed. So if you're interested in hearing, you know, Simon's take on his process and his design, which was amazing, go ahead, go check that out. So on November 15th, which when you're listening to this, if it's the day it published, it would be yesterday, I uploaded the first data set for real world fake data, and the subject is human resources. Now, if you haven't heard me talk about real world fake data, this is basically a new community project that I'm launching. And the goal is to flood Tableau Public with lots and lots of business dashboards, like things that people can use for inspiration for like building things inside their companies. You know, really concentrating on form, function, and best practices. I will say, so the data doesn't have a story, really. There'll be some things that you see that you can kind of make assumptions, but there's no real insights. It's fake data in the truest sense of the word. So this data is really just a placeholder. Think about it as creating templates that can be utilized by the data fam for their day-to-day. Some ideas that I had, like if your company has a style guide, use that style guide to create your dashboards. And if your company doesn't have one, create your own style guide and complete the whole project in that style. That's going to make like a cool section of your Tableau Public portfolio. You know, this consistent look and feel that you can use, you know, through the hiring process if you're looking for a job or whatever. I think the possibilities are kind of endless. But again, we're really looking at the form, the function, and the best practices. Obviously, those are still going to be beautiful. But, you know, kind of natural application, you know. I like the fancy stuff, but sometimes it's about being more utilitarian. So I just want to say I'm personally really excited about the project, and I appreciate there's been several members of the data fam who have sent me messages of support and encouragement, and they're really excited about the project. So I cannot wait to see what all comes out of it. The next data source will be published on the 31st. So they come out on the 15th of the end of the month, kind of like your paycheck. And on the 31st, I'll post a recap of the first project. I haven't decided if I'm going to do it as a video or just a written blog. I haven't decided, but I will highlight some of my favorites and talk about some really cool aspects. Lastly, before I jump into Tug News, I did talk to Emily Kund about the Fringe Fest. The Fringe Fest is still accepting speaker applications. Go to thefringefest.rocks for details and the application form. As I said, if you've never had a chance to speak at a Tableau event or, you know, a Tug or whatever, this is a great opportunity. Tableau Fringe Fest is a community-led a conference, for lack of a better word. It's a virtual conference. It's been happening for years. I've spoken at a couple of them. It's a great experience. You know, obviously the data fam super supportive. You're going to get, you know, great feedback on your presentation, and every voice is unique. So if you think, oh, I've heard this topic done, or, you know, I don't know that this would be interesting, you would be really surprised. Your voice is unique, and, there's no reason for you not to share what you know. So again, thefringefest.rocks is where you can find details and the application form. All right, let's jump into some Tug news. Slow this coming week. I don't know if it's as we're gearing towards the holidays here in the US or what, but let's see. DC Tug is meeting on November 18th. Joseph Hobbs is doing a user interface and user experience tips and tricks session, and Roshni Gohil is doing usability testing for Tableau dashboards. And Layla Lorio does Set Fire to Filters, a human-centered approach to interaction design for data visualizations. If you've never seen Layla present, she's really, 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 really awesome. So definitely go check her session out at DC Tug if you can, or catch it on the replay on YouTube. I saw her at one of the Tableau conferences and was blown away. She's so great. DC Tug on November 18th. On November 19th, the Baton Rouge Tug will be meeting. Stuart Tinsley is doing a section on best practices, like to design and best and polish your dashboards, which will be cool. Tableau team is going to do a Tableau conference highlights. And then there'll be a working session. So they're going to do some breakouts if you've got questions and want to dive deeper into a subject. So definitely check that out. And lastly, also on November 19th, the Nashville Tug is meeting. And this one is a purely social, as you get into the holiday kind of meetup. So Tableau Trivia, there's going to be breakout rooms, like where you can have quiet conversations. They've marked it as BYOB since it's virtual. And then there's going to be some game rooms. So like if you want to play bingo, hearts, chess, checkers, they're going to make as many game rooms as they need to support play. So looks like a super fun event. I am actually going to try to make that one. I think it'll be fun. That is it. Some closing thoughts. Take a drink of tea here. So last week I talked about a conversation that I had had about when are you in the data fam? And that got me thinking about community. And when people think about community, a lot of times they think about the outside community, like what I'll call the external community. And I wanted to focus a little bit on the internal community. So whether you're a small company, you know, that has 4 or 5 people that do Tableau stuff, or you're a huge company where you've got hundreds of developers and thousands of consumers, you have an internal community, whether it has been activated, nurtured, what have you. And if you're not nurturing it or activating it, you might be missing out. Some of the advantages to having that internal community is, so think about like the times you wanted to present at a tug, but your company has said, oh, we can't do that because you can't share this data or it's sensitive or what have you. Inside, generally, you're not going to have those restrictions unless it's something like human resources data or something that is restricted, obviously. So you're able to share some of those things. So like something like an internal user group is a fantastic vehicle to help nurture your internal community. The really cool thing is if you're meeting quarterly, you can actually be recognized as a official tug, which allows you to get access to things like swag. So like if you wanted to give your speakers a thank you gift to encourage other people to talk, you could give them that swag and do it publicly and say, hey, thanks for talking. Here's a t-shirt. So again, internal tugs, great way to kind of foster that internal community. The nice thing is too, like some people might not know that other people are using Tableau. So all of a sudden they're building these network connections where they can ask each other for help and they can, you know, raise their level of understanding, you know, their level of development skill. It's a win-win. Another thing that works really well internally, if you haven't thought about it, is Tableau Doctor. So if you've been to conference, you know that Tableau Doctor is a great opportunity to meet with a Tableau expert, get questions answered. They can point you in the direction of resources. It's kind of endless, right? Internally, you can do the same thing. If you've got 3, 4, 5, 10, who knows? If you've got a bunch of experts who are willing to give their time to help others become better, setting up a Tableau Doctor practice is an amazing thing you can do. There's actually a Tableau Doctor starter kit on Tableau's website. I will try and remember to put that in the show notes so you can find that link. But it's a great chance one-on-one to meet with people, understand what they're doing. I know before I joined Tableau, I was running a Tableau Doctor practice internally, and it was a great opportunity to see what people were doing. They would ask about, you know, how should I visualize this? You know, they came to me with like good calculation questions, like, you know, how do I do this? So it was like a good brain challenge for me. And if you're like me, you know, you love that stuff, especially when it comes to Tableau. and I got to understand how departments were using Tableau and how adoption was going. So again, Tableau Doctor works really well. Some of the things that I found that don't work well, Makeover Monday, while I'm super passionate about it and I think everybody should do it, a lot of times people internally, if they're not excited about the external community as much, they might find Makeover Monday to just be extra work. Like some people just see Tableau as a tool for them to do their job. You know, it hasn't become the all-encompassing hobby that it has become for me. And I, you know, kind of got bummed out. I was like, why are you so excited about Tableau? But you know, you get over that and then you know, you find something else to do and move on. But like, I was trying to do it like once a month and I would get like 4 or 5 people to show up, maybe. And a couple of those were already doing Makeover Monday externally. So I was like, okay, I'm not really gaining any traction here. So let's pivot and move on. but there are those opportunities, right? You know, if you want more information about starting a internal Tableau community, if you're not familiar with Tableau Blueprint, there are there is a great section of Tableau Blueprint around building an internal community. It covers support and communication. It's great. Go check it out. It's downloadable off of Tableau's website. All right. I think that is it for this week. Thank you for tuning in. As we go into the holiday season, I hope you are all well. And until next time, please take care of yourselves. As always, the music you have been hearing is from Take Tones. It's a tune by Jam Morgan called Take It Easy. See you next week.